I am one of a very large number of governors and legislators who are members of this organization who have worked hard over the last few years to promote the cause of education reform in my state. It's happened all across the country, largely along the lines of the recommendations of the Nation at Risk report, which came out in early 1983, which focused on things like requiring students to take more courses, requiring school districts to offer more opportunities, smaller class sizes, more investment in money and teacher pay and things of that kind. State mandates to lift, if you will, the level of education throughout the state. That has been the pattern around the country. It has worked to a staggering degree. If you look at the test scores coming around in all the states of the country, you have to conclude that our schools are getting better and our students are learning more. But I think it's also fair to say that all of us who've been involved in this process have come to the conviction that there are certain limits to state-mandated education reform, to a top-down reform, which are basically the following. Number one, you can do a great job with state-mandated reform in lifting minimum performance, but you can't do so well in promoting maximum excellence or in dealing with the specific problems of at-risk children, for example, who have to be dealt with one-on-one in the school. Secondly, it is very hard to sustain a reform movement if the major energy for it is coming out of the state level. Because over a decade, we'll say, which I think we need to devote at least 10 years to this whole process in every state in the country, other issues will rise and fall. There'll be a prison riot, or there'll be a chemical problem, or there'll be an economic crisis in the state which will cramp the revenues of the state, or there may be all of those and some more things besides. So that unless you have school-based reform, it is hard to sustain it over a long period of time. Therefore, what goes on in the schools and the quality of the people who are running the schools, leading the schools, becomes perhaps the key issue in determining whether we continue to improve education, continue to go beyond the first wave of reform, and continue the energy that I think the American people badly want to see put into education for the next several years.